Do you believe in click it or tick it?
Welcome to Click It or Ticket. I am Pete Mugino.
Glenn Marshall here, not as excited as I was for the last episode.
This is Nick Schaefer. I'm not coming at you, but I'm not going away either. Traveling parallel to you.
All right.
So here we are once again.
Oh, and I'm Ryan Green, too.
Yeah, Ryan's back.
Why is your mic on, Ryan?
Because.
Something's broken.
This is the Christian Mugino Memorial
Cast.
Hold on,
guys. Can we mic check Pete? Your mic's working. My mic's working.
My mic's working.
Yeah, is your mic? Yeah, Ryan, why is your mic on?
It seems to be in order.
I don't know. I think I messed something up.
Yeah, just hit that button that turns
hold
your
on,
mic
on. Let me see this. All right, did that do it?
No.
Ryan's hilarious joke.
Did that do it?
Tech jokes.
Okay, did that do it?
We want
tech
jokes.
Oh, wow, Ryan. Your funny joke where you turn off the fucking radio show you're trying to produce. Okay, Ryan. Yeah, that's actually, you know what? No, turn me off. You can take over. Just, you got it, Ryan.
Ryan only knows
fucking
how to turn people
off. You're fucking
on.
Hilarious, Ryan. We love the comedy stylings of Ryan Green. So you know what? This is where the mic's going to go for right now, Ryan.
Yeah, women must hate
stand-up
this podcast.
Doing stand-up comics. Nick, when am I doing stand-up comics?
What? Are you?
You want a gig?
Yeah, I want a gig.
Crash
Monday
and
night.
Burn, Ryan.
Oh, well.
Monday the 5th.
Monday the 5th, Pete and I are actually both performing at comics.
Yes, we are.
And Glenn said he was going to come on Facebook, so...
I didn't invite him intentionally.
He doesn't have a microphone. Are you coming on Monday, Glenn?
No!
I'll speak for Glenn. So Glenn's not coming because he's, doing stuff. Like having gay sex with dudes.
Oh, actually, Glenn.
Ryan, your fucking insult repertoire is similar to that of someone else you spent a lot of time with. Maybe
so
Neil.
I actually texted,
Ryan,
actually texted Neil for that one.
Turn the mic off. Turn it. Just quit while you're waiting.
Glenn, actually, you could come to this one because Monday you deliver.
I'm actually going to come.
Oh, really?
I'm going to leave it if I can make it after 9.
Oh, you're totally
what time's the show?
What?
It starts at 9:30, but it runs to like 11:30.
What time do you guys go on?
9:30.
Oh, wait. I was right. Never mind.
What time do you guys go on?
Usually like 10:15.
Well, typically he throws us on early.
Yeah, so like 10.
Just the last time we made up some...
Yeah, like 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
Well, no, the last time our train actually fucking broke and we had to walk like 6 miles along the side of the highway in the Bronx.
In like 80-degree weather.
It was hotter than that, dude. That was like the hottest week of the year. It was like 93, 94.
Yeah, it was brutal.
That shit was horrifying. We walked all the way past the goddamn... We walked from the fucking...
Fordham 125th, past the Bronx Zoo.
Past the Botanical Gardens.
Past, like, Arthur Ave, all the way to the Post Road, and took that.
There wasn't a single subway, there wasn't a single cab. It was fucking unbelievable.
Oh, my God. Well, it's that area.
New York, get your shit together. All of...
your transportation system is the worst
in the world.
Any city.
In the world.
Of the world.
Speaking of the world...
Have you ever been to Boston?
Speaking of transportation...
So much better.
Can I tell a story of how I got down here?
Oh, yeah, Ryan's been dying to tell us about
this. I'm sorry. So this is just...
Wait, hold on. Are you going to turn your mic off after this?
Yeah, maybe.
All right, then go ahead.
If you listen. So I was driving along Route 15, the nice old Merritt.
Yep.
Got a random flat tire. Just like driving along, back rear tire. Pull off from the side of the road in like middle of New Haven, whatever. So I pull off the side of the road, call AAA, whatever. Like literally 3 minutes later, some random guy pulls up behind me in another Saab, mind you.
Sob power.
So at this point, I'm thinking, all right, why don't I have a gun on me? Because, you know, who knows what happens on the highways. So this guy pulls up, like,
there isn't an app for that.
He's going to forcibly try to suck your dick, Ryan.
The thing is, he literally took 5 minutes to get out of his car and be like, yo, I fix sobs. What's wrong? I'm like, I have a flat tire. Didn't you see that? I'm like,
fix tire.
No. It's like, yo, I got some 5 lugs. Like, I can go get them. I'm like, no, I have a flat tire. It's like, oh, shoot. Yo, if you ever need any help, just like hit me up on Craigslist.
Are you trying to suggest from the way that you're talking that he's an African-American?
Yes.
Oh, shit. Ryan, we're going to have to start this episode over because I was racist. Something I never do on the podcast.
All right, ready? Yeah. 3, 2, 1.
Reset.
Hello, welcome to Click It or Ticket. Ryan Green was just talking. Continue.
So what did AAA come eventually?
AAA came after an hour and a half. On the side of the road.
So what was your total travel time from UConn?
Was there like a punchline?
A good 4 hours. Well, there was the point where I pretty much created my own, choose your own adventure novel.
Oh, okay.
I pulled off the highway, eventually got dropped off at a parking lot. I was like, okay, I'm hungry. I could walk an hour no, not an hour and a half, a good mile and a half, excuse me, to like CVS to get some Cheez-Its or something. Or I could stay in my car and play my PSP. Now, as I'm reaching my PSP, I find that I actually do have a bag of Cheez-Its in my back pocket.
So it's
so is that the punchline?
Feel good story of the year. He wanted Cheez-Its and he had them.
This means that you should turn your own life into a choose-your-own-adventure story.
See it, comics.
Beginning, middle, and end.
Yeah, Glenn, Ryan, there were a lot of laughs there. Can I just give you some feedback?
Feedback?
Make it go longer. I didn't think that ran long enough. I feel like the crowd wants more details.
If it's going to keep going like this, you can just turn both your mics
off. You want the lesson? You want the lesson I learned from this?
Yes.
Owning a Mac is like owning a Saab.
No.
It breaks.
No,
right, let me hear this analogy.
Let me explain this.
I disagree.
It breaks for no reason. Only two people know how to fix it.
Ryan Green.
Exactly.
And a black guy.
No. Owning a Mac is like, just because of the fact you own it, you're automatically a member of a certain club where people are instantly friends with you just because of what you own. The same thing goes with Saabs. I've had similar things.
I have
things
a Mac, and I don't have any friends. Shoots holes right through you.
People who own Macs are no friends of mine. In fact, I hate Mac users, even though I am one myself.
Yeah, me too.
But I will say Macs are... I've never had it break on me, ever. And PCs did that all the time. In fact, I think PCs are a more relevant equivalent to...
I think Macs are great if you look at a ton of porn.
Which I do.
I don't want to turn this into a podcast again.
But let's.
But we're outside, so this is an outcast.
So HQVid.com just recently renovated back from smut.com, which was what they were running through for a while. But
really?
They were under renovation for almost a year.
Wow,
and now it's back.
How's the tit fucking?
What? It's good. It's always good.
Now,
are
they still running that really annoying thing where you have to buffer the entire video before you can press it?
Yeah, like on X videos? Yeah, that's bullshit. Oh,
that's terrible. That's terrible.
I'm not a fan of that because I want to jump around.
I mean, you're kind of hedging your bets with HQ Vid, but because they draw from a bunch of different sites. But the nice thing is you see some sites there, and then like you start getting the reliable ones out of that. So you check that one out as kind of like your subsidiary site. It's not a bad setup. But regardless, Saabs are the PCs of cars.
Aren't those supposed to be like... There was a phase where everyone thought Saabs were great cars, and then...
Well, they're safe. That's the
Is that their thing?
Well, that was...
Yeah,
at least
and they're really expensive to fix and get parts for. It's great.
And they break down all the time. Everyone I know who's owned a Saab is like, it breaks down all the time. Don't buy one.
No.
Which is weird. Why would they do that? Because that seems like an American thing, you know?
Yeah, my parents haven't bought an American car in almost 25 years because they said that every single one broke fucking constantly.
Well, because there was
wait for Chevy to go out of goddamn business already.
You know who
owns
Saab,
General
though?
Because, no, I don't care who owns Saab for a second. Hold on a fucking
Chevy
second.
Owns Saab.
Fuck Chevy. Howie Long has been in commercials for the past year nonstop talking all smug about how Chevy has the best gas mileage and about all these people from out of the country. You know, everyone says that imports are the best cars, but then he looks all smug and says some shit about how everyone was misinformed. And then he's got some little ginger girl who talks about how she's a big girl and she's a big girl car. Fuck you, Chevy. Your cars are hideous and nobody wants to goddamn buy them besides Barack Obama.
I'm amazed it took this long for the American car companies to realize what was up because... Like, for a long time, they just could churn out, like, an inferior product. Like, it was like, what are you going to do, buy Japanese cars? And then they did.
Well, no, that's the same thing that in the 70s. It was like, oh, what's going to happen? Like, these Japanese cars are creeping up on you. And Detroit was like, that's really funny. Absolutely, that will never happen. And then
they kept churning out because Chrysler
had to borrow fucking $4 billion from the U.S. government, which they promptly paid back. But still, you'd think then it's like, all right, we got to get our shit together. And they did it for a few years. And then they just went back to lethargy.
They can't
you know
get
what I
past
mean?
The fact.
Well, now they're going to become decent cars. I mean, they have to.
Well, yeah, but the thing is, you can't get past the fact that they just have this sort of like shitty non appeal to them. It's like even if you say it's like, oh, it's got the same mileage as like a Honda Civic. It's like, well, we've known for the past 20 years what like a Honda Civic does. We know it's reliable, and that's their look. Now Chevy's trying to imitate the exact same. It's like, all right, so you're just kind of like a Pepsi version of you know, it's not
even RC Cola.
Yeah,
God damn it,
Moxie.
Well, that's not a cola. That
do you know that like most like American
thing.
Cars in the 70s were getting like 5 or 6 miles per gallon?
Really?
Meanwhile, a VW Squareback, like the big van thing, getting like 30-something miles to the gallon.
Yeah, I don't
know. Are great.
That's what good cars are, like, good gas mileage cars are getting fucking now, all right? Like, seriously? That pisses, like, fuck you. You think I'm a fucking idiot? You can just go for 40 fucking years and not, like, improve your cars at all and no one's the wiser? There are people there who, like, fucking figure that shit out.
It's like, I'm sorry, non-vets who just mutter, buy American are going to die out eventually. Like, they're not going to buy a new car every 5 years in, like, 30 years.
Side note, have you seen, like, the Ford European models?
They're fucking great.
Yeah.
Ford is separate from General Motors. Ford is like the biggest international cars. If you go to any like third world country or like tropical country, like a resort tourism country, every single goddamn car there is a Ford Focus.
Or an Escort,
Ford,
yeah.
Yeah, Ford. Like Ford,
they have the Fiesta there too, which
Ford
I think
makes decent shit, and they have like a great international marketing.
No.
Chevy is getting killed in their own fucking country because all their cars are fucking hideous. And even now, they're finally getting like decent gas mileage. It's like, okay, so you finally have like the same performance as a Civic, and you look retarded. And you've got Howie Long. Because who the fuck decided America likes Howie Long? Who the fuck decided
that? That flat top is so appealing.
He was a shitty football player. He's a shitty football analyst. He's a shitty personality. Who the fuck wants to buy anything that dick
is
selling? Hold
on. Let's see if Pete likes Howie Long. Pete, your silence will mean you really like Howie Long. Pete, you like Howie Long? Yeah. Oh, I think he likes Howie Long a lot.
I don't understand how this shit happens. Like, a network or a corporate thing will just decide that everyone likes something when there's no indicator to...
Well, the indicator is they sit like 100 fucking retards in a room and they're like...
Nobody
Howie
likes-
Long was great in Broken Arrow.
Oh my God, that is true. I totally see.
Likes,
I knew you liked
nobody
him.
Nobody likes Joe Buck. In fact, most people fucking hate him. But then the networks will say, like, well, think, look at how many people listen to, like, watch the Super Bowl. Look at how many people watch the World Series. It's like, yeah, they watch it for fucking Joe Buck's commentary.
Yeah, dude, I'm on the edge of my seat waiting for his next quip.
There's no way to get rid of him because there's no way to say, like, oh, look, ratings are down on the Super Bowl. Let's get rid of Joe Buck. That's just not going to fucking happen. Why does he have a job?
Yeah, Ryan. Don't answer that.
For the reference,
I hired him.
See Artie Lang.
Farty Lang. Sitting right here, baby.
When you make Artie Lang look like charismatic and you start rooting for him to destroy you, you have failed as a human being.
It's true. No one likes Joe Buck.
I like Joe Buck.
Wait a minute. Can I get angry? This is entirely
Yeah,
no,
I've used up my share of angry
okay.
for a while.
So today at work, this is the first time I think I've ever done this. I directly yelled at a coworker. It's kind of strange. This chick...
Expound.
She works in my department.
Fuck Howie Long.
Right? She works in my department. And
was it Howie Long?
She spends the entire day texting, complaining how tired she is, complaining that her back hurts. And I'm like, look, bitch, you're overweight. Like, no shit, your lower back hurts. Like, you don't hear me complaining about my back. And I wake up every day and I'm like, oh, God.
Yeah, you fell off a cliff.
God damn it, my back hurts. When I broke the shit.
That's
right?
Why franchise operations suck. Like,
yeah.
Texting
so
on the job does
not fly. So
she's
just dead fucking weight. And it's awful because restaurant work, like you work in a fucking deli, it's a zero-sum goddamn game. If someone's not doing their work, you have to do it. It all needs to come out even at the end of the fucking day. So she's not doing dick and she's waiting for this order to basically, like, waiting for some fucking wings to get grilled.
Buffalo
and
Wild
I've been hustling like I was sweating for like four yeah Buffalo Wild Wings wrestling yeah busting my ass for 4 hours just like running around like running food back to them and carrying everything. She's doing dick. She never does anything.
I'm a college. I'm allowed to do whatever I want.
Exactly. She actually told me it once that she didn't go to college. This coworker of mine, and she's buying a house now and she's doing just fine. So I shouldn't graduate ever. Yeah.
Oh,
so she comes up to me and she's like, can you get rolls for me? I'm like, no, you can get them because you're not doing anything.
And she was all like.
And she gives me this huffy look and I snatch the bag out of her hand. I'm like, I'll go get the fucking rolls. But you know what? When you were working this position in the fucking restaurant the last, like, I don't know, month in a row, you didn't do fucking anything. Did you run food back to carry out? No. All right. So fucking sweet, Tara. Get your ass back to carry out. And then she went back to carry out and then ran back downstairs crying and told on me.
That's the new thing. It's
so I sit down with my boss and he's like, look, man, I'm not saying what you did was wrong. I'm not saying the way you went about it was wrong. It's just in like this gay corporate shit, you have a penis, she has a vagina. So you're wrong. And you're like a big pseudo imposing dude. So you're wrong. But like, I frankly don't give a fuck. I mean, if she wants to make it get ugly, she really can. But like, you were entirely right. And it just sucks that if she wants to like make some big thing out of it, it's like he was making a hostile work environment for me and like all this fucking shit. It's like, you're lazy. You sit on your
ass. If you're
not
working, it's not a work environment.
Oh, exactly. That's a great fucking point. But like, oh God, if I get like in trouble for that or I lose my fucking job because some fat ass cunt that they're going to fire anyway makes a fucking hissy fit, I want. It's so impossible to fire anyone. It's like if you're over 40, you can't get fired because it's ageism. If you're black, you can't get fired because it's racism. If you're a chick, you can't get fired because it's sexism. It's bullshit. It's gone so far. Political correctness has gone so far in the other direction, and it's fucking debilitating. Obviously, workers in the goddamn 20s were being exploited. Yes, so you don't need to like have a huge backlash and have it go in the fucking other direction and just hamstring business in general.
Vote Republican.
You're not a 7-year-old working in like a textile mill in the 1930s, and it's fucked up. Like, what is as a customer? I mean, I haven't worked food service, but I've mm-hmm. been on the other, you know, been on the other
receiving
side of
end of my load. All those drinks I made for you with my dick.
Let's say I go into a Quiznos. I'm always really polite and I tip really well. I'm always like very aware that I'm asking someone to like make food for me, mm-hmm. which is a sensitive interpersonal dynamic. But if I walk into a Quiznos and there's no other customers in there, and I say, and it's like 4 hours before closing, and I say, "Could I get item on your menu?" Why the fuck are you making a big goddamn fit about it and like glaring at me?
Yeah, no. If you're
rolling
like,
your eyes,
it's like what can I get? The huffing and like all that shit.
It's like, oh, it's like, sorry, am I tearing you away from something really entertaining? Like kicking dust. Yeah,
that's
the floor?
What I yelled at her. I was like, "You're at work. Do your fucking job. It's not just like sit on your ass and complain about like how shitty your life is and the fact that you worked another job this morning. You're a fucking grown ass woman. You're 30 years old. Yeah. If you can't work a second job or 15 fucking hours a week, go home and put your head in the sink until you're fucking dead. Just fill it up and kill yourself. Yeah. Like, fuck you.
There are other people who would like that job probably
and would work their asses off.
My hours got slashed this week.
Exactly. The shittiest part of that
really?
Is when someone is that bad, I would rather work alone than have her working with me.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's demoralizing to see her fucking standing there soaking
texting, sitting on her fat fucking ass. This is the worst part. And she's
like, you're doing all her work for her anyway. You should be getting her money.
Right? And she gets paid like a lot more than I do too. So she's eating, right? Actually, yeah.
Why does she get paid more than you?
She's been there forever. She's like, I don't know.
Wait, she's been there forever?
She's been there for a while. She was a supervisor for a while and they scaled her back because all she did as a supervisor was just stand there and do fuck all nothing. So she's eating a pizza and she's complaining.
Restaurant.
She's complaining to me just for like an hour straight. Oh my God. I have my dress fitting tomorrow. I bought this dress a year ago. I'm not going to be able to fit into it. And I'm like, you're fucking eating. Stop eating for 2 fucking days. Run on a treadmill. Walk to work. Get a fucking bike. Don't complain to me that your goddamn dress won't fit while you're stuffing your fat gullet, all right?
And like, who buys a dress a year apart?
Now, what's her other job?
She's a manager at Starbucks.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, yeah. No. Piece of garbage. She's just miserable to be around. So
has to be the easiest job in the world.
Oh
too.
My God, a manager. You just sit there and it's like, make the coffee.
Keep making it.
Make it. Okay. All right. You got another coffee order. There's actually a few. Make all those coffees. All right. Good. Do you need more coffee for the coffee maker? Good. Go get it. I'm not getting it for you. Here are the keys. Like, you don't do fuck all.
They do delivery and it's all the inventory is managed on your computer anyway. So you don't need to like. Any of these huge corporations.
Yeah, the dudes just come in and they stock your shit for you.
Yeah.
And then, you know what you do? You have to sign for it. And I'm sure she complains that her wrist is getting tired. Yeah. Oh, dude, I wanted to wring her neck. And then, like, for the rest of my shift, she's just, like, really upset. And she wanted, appealed to the manager that she was so upset that she wanted to get me or Kelsey to close for her. Which is, like, I just lost it. Then Chuck's like, would you mind closing for her? Because, like, I want to talk to her, and I want to sit her down and tell her that, like, she's lazy as shit and she needs to get her act together, a conversation he's had with her many times. He's like, would you mind closing? And I'm like, honestly, I sent her a text message yesterday because I wanted to go to a show with my friends. And on a Thursday night, she only has to stay there until, like, 9:15. And I was like, if you'll close for me tonight, which is an extra hour out of your day, I'll close for you on Friday, which means you have to stay there until 11. So I already offered to close
for her. So you're offering her like 2 hours.
Already. Yeah. And she immediately was just complaining. As soon as she got fucking in, she was like, oh my God, like I need to plan a restaurant for my bachelorette party and I'm closing. And I just look over. I'm like,
she's getting married?
I'm like, yeah, it would have been. Oh, that's all she fucking talks
Who's
about.
Who's fucking marrying
oh,
this
dude,
cunt?
I feel so bad for this guy. Like he has to be in
No,
hell.
Don't feel bad for him. He's got to be a goddamn idiot.
I think he's just like a tool who could like
have
never
you met
get
him?
Laid. I've seen him. He's come in before. He's just kind of a weirdo. Oh,
no,
God.
Fuck that. Weird people doing stupid shit don't deserve sympathy. Unless they were, like, raised by Michael Vick's dogs.
Like me.
In which case, like, the world must all seem like terrifying barking dogs to you, like, in which case I feel really bad. Like, someone closes a dumpster, and it's like, oh my God.
The dogs are here.
Yeah, Zebra's here to tear my throat out.
Zebra.
Sorry, I think we just got a whole bunch of motivation from Michael Vick.
I'm sorry, I needed to get that out.
Pete and I have spent pretty much our only interaction for the last month, where there haven't been any podcast episodes, is Pete and me sending links from The Onion to each other. I know The Onion doesn't need our support, but I remember there was like a big wave.
Seriously, visit it every day.
There was a wave of discovery about it, like a few, like 5 or 6 years ago, and everyone's like, "Oh my God, look at this thing that exists!" And I feel like everyone's like, "Oh, I know about it," and they never check it.
Yeah,
that shit has gotten funnier. Oh, and it's getting better all the time.
The internet saved it, too.
I always love that when you're in New York, too, you can just pick it up. Yeah, it's free everywhere.
And the best part about the website, though, is, though, like, it has the articles. It has shitloads of articles like you would get in the regular Onion. But it also has video segments, which are amazing.
They're like what The Daily Show seemed like when you first saw it. It's like distilled. It's like, all right, if The Daily Show now is like a light beer of news comedy... The Onion,
it's like
little
an
news thing, is like a shot of like Everclear.
Yeah,
it's just like strong distilled.
And they're really
and quick.
Short too. That's the best
it's like
part.
It's like the first season of The Daily Show.
Yeah,
where it was all kind of a parody of the
and
news.
And really
as
hated
now.
The news. Yeah,
yeah.
As opposed to now, where more people watch that than like any other
For
news.
The news.
Well, like any two news outlets. Combined.
I mean, that's fine or whatever. And I think they've adapted to that fine because they start to show more actual stuff that's happening.
A little more range, too.
It's good
too.
That they're, you know, are beating those other shitty networks at their own game. Like
it used to be.
Well, it's also because
it used to be the fake news, though. Yeah. That's what The Daily Show used to be. Yeah. And it was 10 times more entertaining. And I like Jon Stewart and everything, but when it was with Craig Kilborn, it was fantastic. I love that. I love the first season of The Daily Show. That's what got me into it initially. And now I'm not a huge fan anymore.
And the original correspondents were so... I mean... Stephen Colbert and like Steve Carell and like Ed Helms.
Ed Helms, yeah. Well, that's why I do really enjoy it because now it's like kind of like a breeding ground for new comic talent.
The new guys I don't like as much. And maybe it's just because they weren't what I got used to. But it, like you can like Asif Manvi and like John Oliver, you can see how hard they're trying. Like it seemed very natural with the other guys. These guys, it's like,
well, they were also writing a lot of their own shit. And like you put Colbert anywhere and it's going to seem just like fucking ridiculous.
I saw a fucking, you know, Law and Order Criminal Intent episode where Stephen Colbert is the criminal.
Wow.
Oh my God.
Ryan, will you put a link to that?
And it's really good. I have it TiVo'd. I can't remember what it's called, but it's about how Stephen Colbert is like a handwriting expert and like an antique handwriting expert. And so he just forges all this evidence and all he has to do is take like a deep breath and like think for a second. And he can imitate anyone's handwriting like perfectly. And it, like make up people and
That's
create
cool.
their like handwriting based on their personalities and shit. So like he like forges this intricate web of evidence to like trap everyone because he's pissed at his mom or something.
All those celebrity guests on those CSI, Law and Order, all the same show regurgitated type stuff. I watched this one episode. I think it was Law and Order with Robin Williams as the bad guy, and essentially his whole thing was he was too smart for the cops. And it wasn't like an inane skill or anything. It was just like he was too good at convincing people of stuff.
Yeah.
And he had this whole thing where they like try to convict him of this murder. He acquitted himself. He represented himself. He was too charismatic and was too smart. He got away with it. And then they decide to go all renegade on him. And they keep trying to catch him. And they go into his place. And he kidnaps he kidnaps the chick of like the whole man woman dynamic type thing, and it seems to the man cop that he's torturing her and he's screaming and he's asking stuff about their personal life and like if he actually appreciates her as a partner, if he thinks more than her, and he hears her being like electrocuted because he's like, every time I think you're lying, I'm gonna hurt you.
Yeah.
And it's pretty compelling. And then at the end, he's like, it was all like a tape recorder. And the whole thing that he has going to have him stay there, he's like, I have a bomb that will blow up this whole place. Oh, it was Robin Williams.
Robin Williams. I thought you said Ron Williams. Yeah, I did see that one. Yeah, yeah. Sorry.
And the whole reason I watched it is because one of my friends was an extra in it, and I didn't see her once. But I never watch any of those shows.
Oh, yeah. He makes these like massive appeals. He like creates riots and stuff.
Yeah, and actually, you know that Improv Anywhere troupe where they all froze? Yeah, there were a bunch of people who froze in Grand Central together at the same time. He did that. They ripped that off and like made it one of his things. But... But it was a tape recorder, and it's like, now you realize the importance of a relationship. And he was like, well, you still made like a false claim, so I'm going to have to bring you. And he's like, I understand. And they handcuff him.
It just got real.
Turns out the guy had a bomb anyway. He clicks on his like wrist. He's like, I have to tie my shoe. They're like, of course, Robin Williams. You taught us the meaning of our relationship. He clicks the button on his like on his ankle, and the whole place blows up. And he runs away into the fucking Hudson River. And you see him run to this dock, and you see him looking around kind of confused for a second, checking everything out. Then it cuts to them running down to the dock, and he's gone. And they're like, he was shackled with both wrists. He must have jumped in the river and died. And they're like, yes, it's best left unsolved.
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah.
You're fucking cops! Like, it's like, isn't it like calling the body? Like, let's have a search team? It's like, something.
Dredge
like,
the river for like no. 5 minutes?
It's like sometimes when there's a cameo this good, things are best left unsolved.
Oh, yeah,
God forbid you bring him back for another episode. That would be miserable,
that's
right?
That's the problem with that show is because anytime they have like a prominent actor, if they only have like a little bit at the beginning, it's like, all right, well, it's going to turn out that they did it because they need to give a lot of screen time to their big actors. I will say, just with The Daily Show, I had a moment where I had to change a channel because I was like, it was too obvious to me that they were missing a joke. You know how The Daily Show really likes to do the whole, like, you know what everyone thinks? Here's the opposite sort of thing. They actually,
except now it's like everything is so liberal, so it's just like...
Right, so it's
so
really
it's
obvious.
Like what everyone thinks.
So it is what everyone
thinks.
So it's right.
Like college humor.
Exactly. So I,
not the website.
They
that's
had a thing
website,
like that where they had India discovered... India has like their equivalent of NASA discovered like a whole bunch of ice on the moon. And... they were talking about how all right, so John Stewart's all like, you mean NASA helped you with this, right? And he's like, no, like, well, you guys had some sort of technical support. And he's like, what, we're your tech support? It's like, yeah, we had to deal with you. It's like, oh my God, everything's backwards. America is now India and India is America.
Uh-huh.
And it's like, they kept hammering kinda this funny. Really fucking obvious joke. It's like, we found water on the moon. And when I first heard that, I was like, please tell me the joke is going to be how you can't find it in your own fucking country for like half of your population. But no, they just kept going with how like India is like way better than America now. And I was like, are you serious? You're finding water on other fucking planets when like a third of your population can't... It's like, the plague exists in your fucking country! You're sending shit to the moon for fucking ice? You fucking serious?
Oh my God.
Dude, how are
your annual income is $130? Like,
are they supposed to make space sherbet?
I was,
Ryan, thanks for stepping all over
the
my
Daily
space
Show,
sherbet
the
joke.
Daily Show was falling all over fucking self to talk about how great this third world fucking country is compared to this fallen nation of America because of George Bush, whatever the fuck it is. I don't even care what their politics are. It's like, how can you pretend to make this point? Like, I know it's a joke, but I can't suspend disbelief that far really you went to the moon for water when you can't like when like 40% of your population is depending on wells which dried up 50 years ago
and are like have arsenic
and
them.
The British built them and they don't know how to build wells.
Yeah, no, not without people like dying or they need canaries in the pits to see if there's enough oxygen down there.
I mean, I like John Stewart a lot. I think he's a smart guy.
Yeah, it's a great show, but I was just so mad.
Whoa, it's a great show.
Canaries are expensive compared to human labor.
As soon as Obama was
there.
Elected, though, I was like, this show is done. Like, this show is dead to me because, like, now they have nothing to do.
Yeah, they make fun of Obama for being too popular.
Yeah, which is...
Obama's a culture icon, right, guys? Right?
Back he before. Went to fucking Denmark and he couldn't get the goddamn Olympics for us. Chicago couldn't even get out of the first round. Did you hear about this shit?
Oh, yeah, the Chicago bid for
Oprah,
the Olympics.
Oprah went there.
It's like possibly the most pathetic thing I've ever...
We sent Obama... George Bush wouldn't have... Like, give credit to George Bush for this. Everyone's like, oh, all he does is fuck around on his ranch. It's like, he's not going to try to do something that he can't succeed at because then he'll look like a moron. It's like, oh, we're going to send Obama to convince him to give us the Olympics. We're going to send fucking Oprah. We're going to send Mariah Carey. It's like, and then when they fail miserably, what do we look like? Pathetic goddamn idiots.
Isn't it a little pathetic that we're sending our fucking president to try to argue and Michelle Obama, like, for the Olympics? It's like, that's something that the Olympic Committee and the people we decide are our representatives to the Olympic Committee to figure out. Like, I'm sure they know what Chicago looks like.
Yeah.
Mr. Obama is not going to convince them otherwise. Like,
Brazil sent people from, like, their central bank.
Yeah.
People who can, like, persuade you that they have the finances.
The fact that he went there, honestly, yeah. If I was on that committee, I'd be like, what are they just going to try to bowl me over? They'd bring their president in here, and he's like a big figure.
Doesn't it seem
like fuck that.
Desperate and lame?
Yeah, absolutely not. Like, get him out of here. No, you can't have the Olympics in Chicago. Fuck off.
This whole, are you trying to blow us away with your
bullshit.
Celebrity shit? Like, yeah.
Yeah, the whole celebrity shit is sickening. And it's not Obama's fault. I'm not, like, saying, like, it's
oh,
Barack
no,
Obama.
I don't have a problem with that. I mean, it was nice of him to try. I mean, he's from Chicago. He's yeah. trying to... But it's just, like, it looks pathetic. It's like, oh, we're trying to push you around with our, like, we're going to blind you with our star status. The other countries didn't send their fucking presidents, did they?
Or their weird celebrities.
It's such bullshit, man. Like, the whole liberal media thing, like, is starting to come, like, really into Trisha, like, ever since he was elected. Because, like, it's so awful. Like, he goes out, like, during the big recession, like, this was, like, a couple months ago. But he goes out to dinner with his family and takes everyone out, which is not a good move when everyone else is, like,
yeah.
struggling financially. Yeah, however, George Bush got infinite shit. And I'm not saying George W. Bush was, like, the fucking greatest president ever and he's, like, a god and he's a genius.
Did a lot of dumb
at
shit.
At all. Yeah, he was not great by any means. But the thing is, though, it's on September 11th, he was reading to kindergartners. He got the news and finished reading. And everyone gave him so much shit for that. But it was like, it's a children's book. It takes 10 minutes to finish.
Also,
it's just like, and he's maintaining composure.
That's
bullshit. Like, George W. Bush is the devil for that. It's like, what
is he the goddamn Megazord? Is he going to get up there and knock the planes down or reverse time and make the planes unhit the buildings?
What is he supposed to do? Like,
conservatives have so much power, they probably have a Megazord. Why didn't he use it?
The Megazord.
Why didn't he Why didn't he start shrieking and throw the book at the children and tell them their parents were all dead?
It's all
why
fucked.
Didn't he do that?
We're all fucked.
Worst argument I've ever heard.
Think right, for yourself.
Michael Moore has a
we're
new movie.
Fucked.
Yeah. Why does all right,
that's
Michael,
why college sucked for me.
Michael Moore
liberals
cannot be called a director when he casts himself as the narrator with that creepy internet pedophile
voice. He
lost
credibility after Roger and Me. As soon as a reporter becomes a persona and starts reporting, everything is skewed, everything's biased, it's all bullshit.
But he's from Flint, Michigan.
Yeah, it's all about him.
Do you know how hard that was hit by the economy and shit?
That's why Roger and Me was actually good.
He's from the street, even though he's really rich.
They cut like 60,000 jobs and he went and like fucking reported on his hometown.
Yeah,
it was
Roger and Me is a legitimately
yeah, honestly, that movie's worth seeing, and now he's just some fat windbag. He's just a blowhard. Who wants to put himself in everything because there's no other reason for him to be in the spotlight.
Yeah.
It's just, I'm going to ask like annoying probing questions.
His tenacity got him there and then he just rode on those coattails.
There was,
his own blubbery, greasy coattails.
Recently, there was a headline I saw which said, Democrats mock Republicans saying, where's your health plan? It's like, dude, this was your fucking, they're the minority party. They can't do shit. They can't propose shit. B, this healthcare thing was your party leader's idea. Like, you can't, like, roll in and be like, all right, let's say you walk into a party with, like, your eight friends and there's four people in a room. And you're like, all right, everyone, we're eating fucking pizza tonight. Me and my eight friends say we're all eating pizza. We can't decide what kind of pizza we're going to get, but pizza is the option. And all the four people who are already in the room are like, well, we were thinking Chinese. It's like, well, fuck you. There's more of us. We're getting pizza. It's
so
like,
what type of pizza are
like,
you about?
And then they all start arguing about pizza. And it's like, you know, maybe you guys can't agree on what kind of pizza you want. Maybe we should talk about this, get two different. It's like, well, what kind of pizza do you want, dumbass?
Yeah, what's your big pizza idea?
I don't hear you with any fucking pizza plans. You don't have any pizza topping ideas. And let me post-preface all of this by saying, like, fuck both these parties. I'm not registered for either.
Exactly.
Like, yeah. I'm not someone bitching about the liberal media. But it's like, I'm bitching about the general stupidity. How am I supposed to care about idiots arguing about stupid shit they won't get
done?
Well,
the healthcare thing is never going to pass. Also, I don't want everyone fucking living to 90 years old. It's not just, yes, you work your life, you pay into Social Security, whatever. That shit's fine to me. But it's like, now you just get to live on a machine until you're fucking 90 because we have the goddamn technology.
I just don't understand why we're making decisions.
Sorry.
Why are we making decisions for 250 million people based on what 40 million people want?
Get a job, bums.
Okay, well, you need
work. Get a fuck. Everyone else.
We have no sympathy.
Healthcare is
Ryan,
a serious
what do we
issue.
Have? What do we
you
have, Ryan?
Have no sympathy.
If healthcare is such a serious fucking issue, get a part-time job that gives you fucking benefits.
Listen, the best time to buy expensive shit is when you don't have any money,
yeah,
Glenn.
If you can't fucking work, then you're already eligible
for
whatever benefits you get for that shit, and you're already covered anyway.
You don't understand. It's a recession.
Yeah, I get it's a fucking recession. People in the 30s, during the fucking recession, the depression, figured their shit out without goddamn healthcare being handed to them. And I think it's fucking insulting that shit is just now given to us because no one knows how to fucking work anymore. People don't know how to goddamn cook anymore. We don't do anything for ourselves. Women do not know how to cook. Dudes
well,
don't know how to cook.
As long as immigrants keep coming in, we
yeah,
don't need
exactly.
to.
Exactly. And you know what? They don't get fucking sick. I work with a bunch of Mexicans, and if they come in sick, it's like, yeah, I have like a little sniffle. It doesn't matter.
They tough it out.
I'm going to work today.
We have a lot of pent-up rage after a few weeks. But, you know, I've been told by a lot of people that I'm funny, so I'm angry. So I hope this episode was hysterical because I've been screaming the whole fucking time
about me too.
Howie Long and bullshit.
Yeah, my throat's bleeding again. Yeah.
Fuck shit. Click it or take it. Good night.
You scream the scab off.
Good night, guys.
Yeah, we're going out on screen.
Take us out with the Glenn Marshall, Jerry Springer cackle, and we'll explain it next episode. Cliffhanger, bitches.
Bitch.